Let's try something a little different today. Usually, we take a topic, we tear it apart, and then we put it back together. But today, I want to run a bit of a simulation, a theoretical consulting session, if you will.
I like the sound of that, practical application.
Exactly. So we're going to take a real-world company, PrimaLogic, and we're going to see if we can completely rewire their growth strategy. And we're going to do it using a new piece of infrastructure called the Auto Content API.
And just to be clear up front, when you say infrastructure, we aren't talking about a chatbot that writes a tweet for you. We're talking about an industrial engine for content.
Right. So let's meet the quote-unquote client, PrimaLogic. Looking at their file, they are a SaaS platform. They're in the HR space, specifically employee performance management.
Which is a massive, very crowded category. And PrimaLogic's suite is robust. They do 360-degree feedback, performance reviews, goals, and OKRs, surveys. Basically, they build the tooling to make sure employees are actually happy and growing rather than just, you know, filling out forms.
Their mission statement is actually quite nice. When employees are happy, organizations thrive. They're trying to take the pain out of the whole review process.
Which is noble. But here's the friction point, and it's the reason we're even doing this. In the B2B world, having a great product just isn't enough anymore. You are fighting a war for what's called mental availability.
Okay, unpack that term for me. Mental availability.
Sure. So think about how B2B buying actually happens. You don't buy HR software on impulse at 2 a.m. You buy it 6 months from now, on a Tuesday, when your current review process completely crashes and burns and the CEO is yelling at you. Mental availability means that in that exact moment of crisis, PrimaLogic is the first name that pops into the HR director's head.
And you can't achieve that by posting one blog post a month.
You absolutely can't. And this is what we call the production bottleneck. PrimaLogic has the expertise. I mean, they have blogs, ebooks, data, but turning that into Instagram reels, podcasts, YouTube videos, all manually is prohibitively expensive. They physically cannot produce enough content to stay top of mind.
So the solution we're testing today is the Auto Content API. This tool markets itself as a way to automate the transformation of content.
And that word transformation is the key. We aren't asking AI to just, you know, hallucinate new ideas from scratch. We are taking the high quality ideas PrimaLogic already has and transforming them into every format their customers consume.
Okay, let's start with the first transformation then, the audio experience. I saw in the documentation that Auto Content pitches itself as the Notebook LM API alternative. Now, we've seen Google's Notebook LM. It takes a doc and turns it into a podcast. It's cool, but it's a manual toy. You upload a file, you wait, you get a file back?
Right. It's a project. You do it once. Auto Content is suggesting we turn this into a pipeline.
So look at PrimaLogic's site. They have a free ebook called Essential Performance Management Solutions for Today's HR. It's a classic lead magnet. You give them your email, you get a PDF.
And let's be honest, how many people actually read the PDF?
Maybe 10%. It usually just dies in the downloads folder.
Exactly. It's trapped value. The information is good, but the format is all friction. So the play here is to feed that PDF into the Auto Content API. The API ingests the file, understands the structure, and then it outputs a two-person dialogue, a podcast, discussing the ebook's key points.
Okay, but I have to play the skeptic here for a second. Does an HR director actually want to listen to a blog post or an ebook being read out loud? That sounds incredibly dry.
If it were just text-to-speech, yes, it would be awful, 100%. But that's the nuance. The API generates a conversation. It simulates two hosts discussing the material, raising counterpoints, explaining the concepts. It turns a lecture into a chat.
So for the HR pro who's driving 45 minutes to work, they can actually consume PrimaLogic's ebook without ever opening their laptop.
Precisely. You are meeting them where they are. And the economics of this are what really caught my attention.
I flagged this too. The source material had some numbers that frankly seemed wrong at first glance. It says a manually produced podcast episode usually costs anywhere from, what, $100 to $15,000, depending on if you're hiring talent, editors, studio time.
And the Auto Content API cost.
Roughly 10 cents to 2 euros. That's 10 to 200 credits on their pricing plan.
That difference isn't just a saving. It's a complete strategy shift. If an episode costs $1,000, you do one a month. You cherish it. If it costs 2 euros... you can turn every single blog post PrimaLogic has ever written into a podcast episode.
So they don't just have a blog anymore. They instantly have a back catalog of audio content that rivals a media company.
Without a budget crisis and without hiring a single audio engineer. That is the definition of scaling up.
Okay, so we've conquered the year. We've got the HR director on their commute. But what happens when they get to the office? Now we need to arrest their attention visually.
The infamous scroll.
Right. And PrimaLogic deals with complex stuff. 360-degree feedback, people analytics. These aren't exactly viral TikTok dances.
No, but they need to exist on those platforms because that is where the attention is. The API has a specific endpoint for this called Video Create Shorts.
The faceless video strategy.
Yeah.
Now pause here. I've seen these faceless videos. Sometimes they work, but often they feel cheap. A bit dystopian. If PrimaLogic is selling to serious enterprise companies, isn't there a brand risk using AI avatars?
That is a massive validity concern, 100%. If you use a cartoonish avatar to sell serious compliance software, you will absolutely lose trust. But the API documentation highlights photorealistic avatars with lip syncing. The goal isn't necessarily to trick the viewer into thinking it's a real human. The goal is a pattern interrupt. Think about the LinkedIn feed. It's just text, text, corporate photo, more text.
Yeah.
If PrimaLogic can generate a vertical video where a face looks directly at the camera and says, stop doing annual reviews, they're killing your attention, you stop scrolling.
You hook them.
Even if they watch with the sound off and just read the subtitles, which the API also generates, you've bought 15 seconds of their time, and you can do this daily.
Because again, the cost is trivial.
About €4 a video. So PrimaLogic could run a daily series called HR Myth Busting. They could test different avatars. Maybe a professional woman avatar works better for explaining goals and OKRs, but a different style works for employee surveys.
Yeah.
They can A/B test their brand voice at a scale that human teams just can't match.
There's another layer to video here that I think is even more valuable for a SaaS company like PrimaLogic. Explainer videos.
This is huge for conversion.
I was looking at their site. They have these landing pages for features, performance reviews, real-time feedback. It's standard stuff. Headline, text, maybe a screenshot.
Which is fine, but it assumes the visitor wants to read. The source material highlights a statistic that every marketer should probably tattoo on their arm. Embedding video increases dwell time, making pages 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
53 times.
53 times. Google measures how long people stay on a page. If they bounce instantly, Google thinks the page is trash. If they stop to watch a 90-second video, Google thinks, ah, this must be valuable.
So PrimaLogic could use the API to crawl their own feature pages and auto-generate 60 to 90-second explainer videos for each one.
Exactly. A potential customer lands on the goals and OKRs page. Instead of wading through five paragraphs of text, they just click play. An avatar explains the value proposition instantly. It answers their questions before they even have to talk to a salesperson.
So you're increasing SEO traffic and conversion rates at the same time.
All automated. No camera crew, no studio, no lighting setup.
That is impressive. But let's shift gears. We've talked about repurposing content they already have, but how does PrimaLogic stand out as a thought leader? How do they show they aren't just a software vendor, but, you know, real experts?
This brings us to the deep research endpoint of the API. This is one of the more advanced features.
The sources mentioned this uses agents. Now, in AI terms, an agent is something that can go and do a task, right?
Correct. It doesn't just write from its training data. It actually has internet access. It can browse the web, read reputable sources like SEC filings, the Financial Times, industry reports, and then synthesize those findings with citations.
So it's like having a junior analyst working 24/7.
Exactly. And the strategy here is newsjacking.
Walk me through a scenario. How does PrimaLogic use this?
Okay, so imagine a new trend emerges in HR. Let's say a major study comes out about the impact of AI on annual performance reviews.
Mm.
Or maybe a massive company announces they're getting rid of performance ratings entirely. That's breaking news in PrimaLogic's world.
And usually, a human marketing team would need a few days at least. They have to see the news, read the report, write a draft, get it approved, edit it.
And by then, the news cycle is over. With the Auto Content API, PrimaLogic sets up a recurring research task. The API scans for these specific HR topics every hour. When it finds a hit, it generates a briefing. Then it can automatically create a blog post and a podcast episode analyzing that news.
So PrimaLogic becomes the source of truth on the topic. They are breaking the analysis while everyone else is still scheduling a meeting to discuss it.
Zero operational lag. They maintain their reputation as the experts who are on the pulse of the industry. And because the content is backed by that deep research, it has citations. It's trustworthy B2B content, not just generic fluff.
I want to talk about geography now. PrimaLogic site mentions they are trusted by organizations worldwide.
Right, which implies a global user base. But marketing globally is a nightmare. Usually you need local teams, local support, local content. It's a huge investment.
And here comes the language barrier feature. Auto content supports over 50 languages.
This is one of the easiest wins for PrimaLogic. I was looking at their testimonials. They have a great video from Diane Dickinson at Ducker. She's talking about how the customer service exceeded her expectations.
Which is gold. But right now, she's speaking English. If I'm a German HR manager, that's nice, but it doesn't really speak to me directly.
And this is where the trust factor comes in. If I land on a site that is 100% English, I assume the support is in English. If I'm not fluent, I don't buy. There's too much risk.
So how does the API fix that support anxiety?
It goes beyond just translating the text. The API can take Diane's video testimonial, and using lip sync technology, it can dub her into German.
Wait, so Diane is now speaking German?
She is speaking German with her own voice tone, and her lips are matching the German words.
That is wild.
It signals to that prospect in Berlin, "We see you." It transforms a US-centric or Canada-centric company into a local player instantly. You aren't just translating content, you are localizing the trust. You're multiplying your total addressable market without hiring a single local marketing manager.
It's incredible leverage, but we need to get a bit technical now. The expert source mentioned something called programmatic SEO, or PSEO.
This is the heavy artillery of growth hacking.
For those who don't know, PSEO usually has a bad reputation. It's often associated with spam.
Right. It's about capturing long-tail search traffic. So imagine PrimaLogic wants to target specific industries. They could create landing pages for performance management for accountants, performance management for nurses, performance management for startups.
Okay, but usually those pages are terrible. They're what Google calls thin content. It's just the same page 500 times with the industry name swapped out.
And Google hates that. They will de-index you for it. But using the API, PrimaLogic can solve the thin content problem with something called multimedia density.
Break that down for me. How does that, trick the algorithm?
It's not about tricking. It's about satisfying the user intent. So for the performance management for nurses page, the API generates a unique 500-word guide specifically about nursing metrics, patient care, shift work, and so on. Then it generates a unique podcast discussion about HR and healthcare. Then a unique video summarizing the top 5 tips for nurse managers.
So every single one of those thousands of pages has unique text, unique audio, and unique video.
Yes. That signals massive quality to Google. Even if the page structure is similar, the content is rich and specific. Suddenly, PrimaLogic isn't just ranking for performance management software. They are ranking for every niche industry imaginable.
And doing that, manually writing thousands of unique guides, recording thousands of podcasts, would take decades.
It would be impossible. It's economically unviable. But with the API, it's just a loop of code.
Speaking of code, let's talk feasibility. I'm playing the skeptic again. This all sounds fantastic, but is it a nightmare to set up? I mean, PrimaLogic is a software company, so they have developers, but their marketing team might not be coding experts.
That's a fair concern. The documentation emphasizes that auto content is API first, which developers love, but it also bridges the gap with no-code tools like Make.com and Zapier.
So the marketing team can build these workflows themselves?
Ideally, yes. They can build what's called a reaction loop.
What does a reaction loop look like?
Okay, step one, a new blog post goes live on PrimaLogic.com. Step two, the RSS feed triggers a Zapier workflow. Step three, Zapier sends the link to the auto content API.
And step four,
the API generates an MP3 and a vertical video. And then step five, it automatically uploads them to Spotify and YouTube Shorts.
So the marketer hits publish on the blog, goes to get a coffee, and 5 minutes later, they are on Spotify and YouTube without lifting another finger.
That is the promise of the automated enterprise. It just runs in the background.
There's one last thing I have to ask about because it feels crucial for B2B. We talked about avatars, we talked about AI voices, but people buy from people. Does this automation kill the human connection?
That is the danger. If everything sounds generic, you lose trust, 100%. But the API has a solution for this, voice cloning.
How would PrimaLogic use that specifically?
Well, imagine the CEO of PrimaLogic, or maybe their head of product. They record a few minutes of audio just reading a script to train the model. Once that voice clone is created, the API can generate updates in their voice. So that daily HR tip on LinkedIn, it sounds like the CEO, the product update podcast, it's narrated by the head of product.
So you keep the personal brand, you keep the human connection, but the CEO doesn't have to spend hours in a recording booth.
Exactly. It resolves the CEO paradox. Everyone wants to hear from the leader, but the leader has no time. Now, they can be ubiquitous. They can be in 1,000 places at once.
It's fascinating. We've gone from a static PDF to a global, multilingual, multimedia broadcasting empire.
In what was effectively a 15-minute theoretical consulting session.
So let's summarize this transformation for the client. We started with PrimaLogic, a solid SaaS company with great content, but a distribution problem.
Right. They were relying on people reading text in an era where people want to watch and listen.
And by plugging in the auto content API, they solve the content saturation problem. They aren't just creating, they're transforming. They turn a blog into a podcast, a video series, and a global campaign.
And they do it at a cost that is 99% lower than the traditional agency model. That is the key takeaway for me. It's not just about doing more. It's about changing the unit economics of growth.
It's the industrial engine concept we started with. You stop handcrafting every single asset and you start building a factory.
And if we look at the bigger picture, this is where the web is going. We are moving from a text-based web to a multimodal web. People expect to listen. They expect to watch. Search engines are starting to index audio and video. If you are only doing text, you are invisible to half your audience.
And you are invisible to the future of search, too.
Absolutely. The competitive advantage today isn't just knowing the information. PrimaLogic knows HR, but the advantage lies in the ability to format that info for every channel, ear, eye, search instantly.
It's a powerful thought, and I want to leave our listeners and the folks at PrimaLogic, if they're listening, with a final provocation.
Go for it.
We looked at the numbers. We looked at the tech. If your competitor can turn one PDF into a podcast, a video series, and a global marketing campaign for €4 in 5 minutes, can you really afford to keep doing it by hand?
That is the question that should keep marketing directors awake at night.
I think we've given them plenty to think about. That's it for this deep dive.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.